following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show right here on this Friday, taking you up to the lunch hour and then, well, taking you up till you're off work for the weekend. Nobody works on Friday afternoons here. Supposed to get in upwards of 50 degrees a day, maybe 55. It'd be possible to be in the 70s in the McCook area in southwestern Nebraska today. That would be something. Folks, we got a great show for you today, including a world champion, current world champion. I think we're still safe to say that for another week and a couple days here until the Super Bowl goes next week. Scott Shanley is set to join us, a current member of the New Orleans Saints. Also on the docket today, Sean Kelly, Hastings wrestling coach, set to join us as well. A little bit going on in the golf world, people following that. Tiger shoots a 69 to get things started. Phil and a bunch of other people shoot better than that. Didn't handle the par fives very well. That's your golf news. They've printed out the schedules in American League and National League, and they're in the USA Today. Why would it not make sense for the Kansas City Royals, your town, your team, your Kansas City Royals, to start at home? I love that they start at home with the Los Angeles Angels. Wouldn't it make a hell of a lot more sense to play that game the last day of April in Los Angeles? You get all year to play the Los Angeles Angels. You got to start the season with them. I'm not sure what the temperature outlook is for the Royals on April 31st, but I'm pretty darn sure it's not in the 80s. March 31st, excuse me. It's not in the 80s. It's not in the 80s. That's all I got to say. Los Angeles Angels, 4:10 go time Thursday. A four-game set with the Los Angeles Angels because you see them so much during the year. Why not start with them? All right, Douglas, that's what I had for you today.
I just sent back here. Didn't know what was going on. I walk into the studio, and the first thing I see is an email that says Pittsburgh Super Bowl champs. And it's from our buddy Bill. The listeners know how much Doug loves the phrase at the end of the day. Yeah, I hate that. Okay. If Blitzburg wins the Super Bowl, starting with Mike and Mike at 5 a.m., Doug takes a shot every time someone on ESPN uses the phrase, up until Doug and Daddy starts at 11, then he has to do the show. Awesome. That sounds fun.
Also excellent.
Probably don't want to do that during football season because that seems to show up a lot more often during football season. Yikes. Coming up on the show, Sean Kelly, Hastings College wrestling coach, world champion Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints. That's coming up a little bit later on in the program today. I'm wondering, it's a Friday, what are you going to pick? I mean, you were 2-0 last week. I hate to see you go to a cool-down week before the Super Bowl arrives. Do you got anything that you want to pick?
What do we get? Is the NHL All-Star game this weekend?
I don't know.
I think that's what we might have.
I don't care. How about that?
We got a couple Grand Slam matches to pick.
Right, there you go. Clijsters versus Na, Djokovic versus Murray. That men's match is on at 2 in the morning Sunday. There's only one way I'm seeing that.
That's as close to American winning this thing as we really had a chance. Andy Murray. You would think, with a name like Andy Murray, probably Bill Murray's nephew. Probably right there.
Love to have your phone calls today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The email address to the Dent Popper inbox, as always, and has been since the day we've started, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. This whole Pittsburgh Steeler thing, Tony, again, for the folks that don't listen every day or haven't caught part of this, we've talked about it quite a bit. I'm not going to make any decisions until they actually win it. Then we'll go into knocking it down to the finalists. We'll probably involve the callers and the listeners to the show. I said early on in the season, about the fourth weekend, they're trying to figure out who the best team in the NFL was, and everybody was saying Pittsburgh. To make a long story short, I said not even close. I mean, they'd lost to Baltimore, and Baltimore was getting disrespect. I said, if Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, I'll do something that one of the listeners says. You know, have fun. You know, do this, wear that, jump off this, dive into that, run into this, do this. You know, a dare, so to speak. So if you want to send in your suggestion, we've saved quite a few of them, the ones that were least made any sense, and email them to us. We will put them in. The best one is what I'll do, or the one we agree on is what I will do if the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are an underdog in the Super Bowl, come away as the winners. But on Monday, I already said I'm taking Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl, hedging everything right there. So since I am a horrible selector, I am taking Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl. And if I am right, I will do something that one of the listeners has sent in. So it's Friday. You got time on your hands over the weekend. We don't just run this email 1 hour a day. It's always there. And then we bring it in onto the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Maybe eat the hottest wings that they have at the Chicken Coop. Put the ultra, ultra sauce on. They're not one of those places, though, that goes crazy. They've got the hot sauce, but it's not like Man versus Food is going to show up. It's not like you're going to clear out your entire sinus bay. It's not like you're in there.
You're going to clear out another entire bay?
Well, you're going to clear something. But maybe we can do that. Folks, whatever the flavor, they've got it for you, and your favorites are there at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Stop by and see them this weekend as you're out and about. Maybe you're going to conference basketball tournaments. Maybe you're coming into town Saturday to see the Tri-City Storm. Maybe you're around this weekend to see Loper basketball. You're heading to Hastings to watch Bronco basketball. Stop at the Coop. Stop at the Coop. Maybe you'll pay for the whole weekend with a little lucky Keno as well. They've got HD TVs all over the place. You can watch all of your favorite sporting events. If it's on, it's on at the Chicken Coop. If you walk in and it's not on, all you have to do is talk to one of the very friendly, friendly staff members.
They'll take care of it for you.
That's right. They've got your favorite foods, from appetizers, balls of cheese, maybe some fries for you.
Fried pickles.
Oh, there you go. Some cauliflower, maybe throw that on there. And burgers. Pizza, all that favorite fare for you, and then they can give you a steak. They give you the chicken.
Ribs.
Oh, there you go. It's all there for you. A little salad, you want that? Fine. Want a little salmon? Fine. They'll get that for you as well. At the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we go into college basketball this weekend. That's what happens when football ends. We've got a doubleheader for you here on ESPN. North Carolina State, North Carolina, and Georgia-Kentucky tomorrow. Then an NBA doubleheader. I think poor ESPN, poor ABC, they're all jacked up to get all these Miami Heat games on. Uh-oh. Heat lose again to the Knicks last night. They play at Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant on Sunday. Then the Celtics-Lakers. So there's something to talk about. There's a selection for you. Boston at L.A., the Sunday afternoon game, taking us up to the Pro Bowl Sunday night. That's the triple header we've got for you here on ESPN Radio.
That seems to be two teams headed in different directions, though. A lot of title talk about Boston, and they had Doc Rivers on ESPN actually doing an interview, and he said, well, those teams a lot bigger than last year. Physically, we're getting some people back healthy now, just coming off of Kendrick Perkins coming off the knee injury. Shaq's there. In L.A., there's argument right now with our Oklahoma boy playing so well at the Clippers that the Clippers are more exciting right now than the Lakers are.
With Blake?
Yeah.
Blake Griffin? Well, there you go. You can hear it Sunday. One more question here before we go into a break, maybe a couple for you, Tony. Okay, the big story today, obviously, is Jeff Fisher parting ways with the Tennessee Titans, the longest tenured head coach in the National Football League. This has been on and off for years. It's like Andy Reid with the Eagles. Tony, I'm going to ask you right now for your prediction. Indianapolis, they're going to sign Peyton Manning to a new contract. We saw what they had, though, and this was the first time that they hadn't had a kabillion wins in a season like in 10 years or something like that. Houston, they're holding on to what they have. They were expected to be better than they were this year record-wise, but their defense just let them down, especially in the secondary. And Jacksonville, who looked really bad when they lost, but won a lot of games and were there playing for a playoff berth on the last day of the season. Where does Tennessee finish in that division next year with Chris Johnson, issues at quarterback? Still, you got to like their defense most of the time, and a new coach.
Well, that's just it. In Fisher's defense, he never had that stable quarterback, that franchise guy, and to compete like he did and to make it to the Super Bowl like he did. I think that's kudos to him, and I think if he enters the fray a year ago, he's probably the Cowboys coach right now. I got to think Jerry Jones had his eye on a couple people out there, and I think Jeff Fisher was one of them. If you're going to ask me where they finish next year, the quarterback position, are they going to go back to the Vince Young? That's what nobody knows, because that seemed to be the big rift when this relationship started getting frayed. Fisher saying, well, if he's here, I just can't go that direction. Now it sounds like Jeff Fisher wanted to hire his son to come on board, and Bud Adams wasn't for that, especially with a one-year deal left. Nobody was going to sign him to a long-year deal. So they just kind of mutually split ways. I would have to say they're finished dead last.
And I think this could be a division where next year when you're looking for Super Bowl odds, you find whoever's the longest in this division and you take them. I can see any four of those teams finishing last, and I can't see Indy finishing last, but I could see any four of them finishing first. Any of them finishing first next year in that AFC division. So we'll see how that goes. Some great basketball last night. Some unbeaten teams battling all over the place, and the girls' game went to Sandy Creek, 50-47. Kudos to the folks that went out and covered that game and gave us tons of highlights and post-game reaction. It was an outstanding job there by Sandy Creek and Sutton. Also, on the boys' side, you got the Crossroads Conference tournament that was going on at York, and Hampton Giltner will not play today. Hampton was upset by Bruning Davenport Shickley, a last-second shot to win at 38-36. Giltner had to battle, but they did beat Exeter Milligan. So Giltner and BDS play in the boys' championship game today. On the girls' side in the Crossroads Conference, you know, a sad day for one of our friends, Chet Osceola, got beat last night.
Ooh, devastating blow there.
36-22.
Did the Seward girls sneak it out?
Seward, they did sneak it out. 58-34. Actually, one of their closest games in a long, long time. They'll play Holdridge for the conference championship on the girls' side. St. Cecilia girls a winner. Central Catholic pushed Aquinas but could not win that game. So St. Cecilia and Aquinas girls play for the title tomorrow. Tonight, St. Cecilia Central Catholic boys on 1230 KHAS. And that gets underway at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. I'll just throw this out, and maybe we'll get some reaction. And it's not that big a deal, but from an interest standpoint, and this is also from a business standpoint, too. We're getting to a point where I've made the comment recently, where as a radio station, we are trying to do as much as we can, as we always have, of putting games on the air. Now, some signals go farther than others. And obviously, at night, the AM signals don't go as far. Yet, we put some games on. We get into some of the fringe areas where some people say, yeah, no problem, we listen to it all the time. And other people's complain, well, We can't hear it. We can't hear it. Are we to the point now, Tony, where everybody has a computer and it's just as easy to turn the computer on as it is the radio? And this is not a bitch at all. This is just, I'm just trying to get, are we to that point?
We're glad we can do it through the computer.
And I'm trying to figure out from a, it's not a marketing, but just from an information standpoint, again, I can't tell the folks that listen to our games on the radio enough, everything that's on the radio is on the web. It's on the computer. It's live on the computer, and we put the podcasts up as well. A lot of people, hey, can we get a tape? Can we get a CD? We put those games up for you. Merritt and Grant and the entire gang here and the folks in Hastings get them right up there for you 99% of the time. So I'm just trying to let people know we're going to have all the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, all the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We've got action tonight. You can't pick up 1230 KHAS in Kearney, and you want to know how the St. Cecilia Central Catholic game's doing? All you got to do is click onto our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Every game right there, you click on it, you listen to it. If you can't quite pick up the signal on one of these games, just turn your computer on. It's to the point, I believe, where it's as easy to turn the computer on as it is to turn the radio on.
I would think it'd be 3 out of 4. I think you'd be 75% of the people out there would have access readily available where they wouldn't have to go any distance at all to find a computer or access to one that you could click on that and be done with it.
And I'm just trying to find out information, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to let people know. I don't know exactly, I guess I didn't know how to go about that. So I just want to let people know it's always on the computer, as we've told you, but just kind of letting you know one more time as we get towards conference tournaments, district tournaments, state tournaments. We know we got a lot of people that listen on the computer from outside the area when they don't live in this area. But even if you live in the area, just as easy, click on the computer.
There's so many internet providers out there, and they continue to spread to the smaller towns. And if you're new to the computer, it's not like it's a 30 click process to find these games.
And it's free.
It's free. You go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You go to podcasts. I mean, it's right in front of you.
Some of those websites you look at, Tony, though, do require a lot of clicks. And maybe fees and signups and things.
Not here.
Well, but the reason you're able to do that for some of those other sites is Complete Nutrition, because you stay in shape. It's a big round shape, but it's a shape.
Well, they've got new products like CTS 360, which is a complete toning system, includes 3 levels of fat burners, plus tone and night formula. Now open in Grand Island as well. Save you driving the 50 miles from Grand Island to the Kearney area, or about 65 miles from the Hastings area to the Kearney area. Now you go to Grand Island, check out all the great products and things they have to offer. Maybe you're looking for an energy drink to pick you up in the morning. They've got the energy drink that doesn't let you down. In Berserk, could take it a lot of mornings to get my day started. You cannot go wrong. Ask them about all the products they have. Maybe you're into weight loss. Maybe you're into putting some pounds of muscle on a frame. That's a kid that's, you know what? Your kid's scrawny. Let's face it. Get some pounds of muscle on him. Look at Merritt. He's taking these protein shakes. He's putting on about 20 pounds since he started working here. All that due to Complete Nutrition, what they have to offer. You can call them today in Kearney, 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or in Grand Island, 382-TONE. That's 382-8663. Conveniently located right north of Gordman's, just off of Highway 281 in Kearney, north of Sunmart.
Coming up, Scott Shanley of the world champion New Orleans Saints and Sean Kelly, Hastings College wrestling coach, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon. You know, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge? Well, this is it. A beautiful and delicious fresh fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements is sure to sweep her off her feet. And you can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't buy the same old flowers or box chocolate. She'll see that coming from miles away. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now, visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements, happiness is always in season.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over.
The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Exciting high school basketball action. Keep it on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday night, it's the boys' semifinal of the Centennial Conference Tournament in Lincoln as Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. Tip-off at 7:45 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS with the championship games on Saturday. And don't forget, complete coverage of the Loup Plat and Fort Kearney Conference Tournaments begin Monday. It's all coming your way right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's a little FaceTime for hockey fans.
All righty then!
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fans.
Well, this is your family out of 9 months out of the year.
Players.
Lead by example.
Coaches. Gather in one spot for conversation. Hosted by the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Berry.
Tipsy Skippy, are you kidding me?
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show. Live from Kearney's Old Chicago. Mondays at 5 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460, 1550.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. Expect warm high temperatures in the low 50s. For tonight, we drop to a low of 20 under clear conditions, and we'll see more sunshine on Saturday, but with a cooler high near 36. Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny's show from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Brought to you on this Friday show. Well, just like the weather and the snow disappearing, so will some of the great deals at Midway Chevrolet and Midway Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, because their snow fun sale makes it to the end of the month. You know when that is? Monday. But right now, over the weekend, through today, tomorrow, Monday, they're there for you. You can begin driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month. Or a new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn for just $329 a month. Take advantage of 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And how about the new 2011 Dodge Durango? You can see it all and save during the winter's snow fun sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. But it's only there until the end of the month, folks. So don't let the snow get away before you go into the winter snow fun sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. You can always check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way. Well, tomorrow at Hastings College, the wrestling mats will be at Lynn Farrell Arena for the 2011 GPAC Conference Wrestling Tournament. And Hastings College coach Sean Kelly joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to give us a preview. Coach, good morning.
How are we doing today?
Well, we're doing great. Guessing everybody's going to be fired up to see some of Nebraska's best NAIA wrestlers at your place tomorrow. And it looks like there is a full field of some pretty solid kids here, but nobody that's we got one number one ranked kid, a lot of ranked kids, and I think that probably makes for maybe some excitement tomorrow where the highest ranked kid doesn't necessarily take home a crown.
Right. You know, I think the thing that we're excited about is that we get to see that number one with one of our best guys. You know, we have never got a chance to wrestle that kid, and he's returning All-American, been wrestling really well this year, but we haven't seen him, so it'll be good for us to get a chance to wrestle him, and you know, especially at home and in such a big tournament.
Joe Sievert of Morningside is ranked number one at 165, and Brad Cusadas has been the man for you guys. He's come back from some personal things and has wrestled pretty well for you. Talk about this young man a little bit.
Joe Sievert's at 65, and that's Jamian's weight, but yeah, Brad Cusadas is definitely dealt with some personal issues and you know, typical wrestling fashion, you know, you always got adversity to go through, but this young man's had a little bit more than the normal person. He lost his father unexpectedly in a car accident in December right during finals week. You know, I don't know if there's a good thing in the situation, but the thing that really helped Brad along is he was already done with finals, so he didn't have to miss any finals for it, but it happened right in the middle of finals week. Just a devastating loss for a young man to lose their dad so suddenly, and he's really tried to use that as an experience to better himself and people around him, and doing a great job ever since that's happened. He's done a great job for us for 3 years, but he's got a little extra in his heart right now.
Sean, you guys are ranked 20th in the nation. Are you surprised with, you know, the third year of this program that you guys were able to step up and be ranked, a ranked team in the nation?
You know, I was excited to see how we were ranked earlier in the year. Now it's one of those battles we're fighting with that, you know, we don't have a great dual team, but we're not building a great dual team. With the NAI being able to take 12 guys at 10 weights, you know, we really tried building a good tournament team. And right now we got 10, 11 guys wrestling really well in the room that's going to score points. You know, in years past, we've always thought, well, there's a guy that's going to go into, or, you know, a handful of guys that are going to go into tournaments. And right now we look in the room and there's guys that are going to win matches all the way through the lineup for us. So, you know, believe it or not, my expectations of where we're going to finish this year is going to be a lot higher than 20th. But, you know, it's good. You know, you get a couple guys that are in the rankings and your team ranking's going to go up. So, you know, the fact that we've lost some duel, or we've lost a duel, and you know, we're 2-1 in duels right now. But tournament-wise, we're wrestling the best we've wrestled in 4 years. And I kind of feel like we're a little underranked right now.
Sean Kelly, the head wrestling coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as Tony mentioned, just the third year of the program. So still, it's not like you got a program that's got a lot of seniors out there. Is the leadership coming along like you had hoped it would with this crop of juniors that you have on your team?
Yeah. You know, we got 3-4-year seniors right now. So Jamian, Jared Weens, and Jaron Potter have been with us since we brought the program on board in 07. We have one guy that redshirted, so we still got, you know, we got four guys in the room that have been around all 4 years, and they all got a little bit different mentality, which is good. They're not all the same kind of work ethic. They're not the same kind of lead by example. They're not the exact same kind of lead by vocal. So, you know, they come together really well and mesh as a group, you know, the leadership has definitely taken a step in the right direction every year, and I think this year is definitely that step. And we got, you know, 3-4 juniors that, you know, half the team really looks up to the juniors as well. We're going to have a great bunch of seniors even next year. So, and a lot of it has to do with the three seniors that we got on the team right now. You know, they've set a really good example of how to train, how to wrestle, how to, you know, stay out of trouble, how to go to class. Those kind of things are important just as much as their wrestling ability.
Sean, who's been the biggest surprise on your team?
Oh, man, put me on the spot. Biggest surprise, as far as first-year guys, Justin Cook out of Fairbury has definitely been an eye-opener. Kid blew his knee out his senior year, only had, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 matches all his senior year. Tried coming back real late. Just in time for the state tournament. I don't even think he qualified last year for the state tournament, but had just a devastating ACL injury as a senior. So we didn't have a whole lot of expectations for him, and it was just going to kind of see what we got with him. And he was a kid that committed right away to us, and he came in the room, and you know, he took his lumps, but when he competes on the mats on Saturday, I mean, he's dangerous. He's kind of a strong kid. Doesn't look that strong, but he's a strong kid. He's put kids away. He's avenged losses, which is good to see out of freshmen. Usually, you know, they lose a match and they keep losing the same kid. And he's the kind of kid that, you know, he just doesn't know any better except to wrestle hard. And then, you know, really all my freshmen this year have just been probably my best class that I've recruited. And some of that has to do with fate, and some of it has to do with us redshirting a couple guys last year. You know, we're going to start a lot of freshmen this year and a lot of sophomores next year. So, you know, besides that, I mean, there's always surprises. You know, I'd hate to say Jamian and Brad are surprises because they've been ranked all year, but just their ability to keep wrestling and through injuries and, you know, each one of the guys surprised me, but definitely the freshmen all together. Garth Kinder, another kid we redshirted last year, didn't have a lot of expectations out of him in high school, and he's really became a really good college wrestler. Gets better every week, and really is a very coachable kid. Understands what we're trying to talk to him about, and it's good.
Just another minute here with Sean Kelly, the head wrestling coach at Hastings College. Let's look at the actual meet tomorrow, Sean. As we mentioned, Morningside, Midland, yourself, all ranked in the top 20. And you talked about the 165-pound weight class. Will that be the toughest weight class from top to bottom, or which one do you have your eye on, and how do you see the team race shaking out?
I'll start with the team race. I think, Midland and Morningside are definitely going to be the teams to beat tomorrow. If our guys wrestle well, I think we can get right up in there. This is going to be probably the closest conference tournament since they brought conference or wrestling as a conference sport on. I really think Midland's kind of in a rebuilding phase since they left. It's basically Dana that just took all their kids over to Midland. It's the same team. But they're going to be in a rebuilding stage anyway, and Morningside definitely built a solid program. I think if we wrestle to our capabilities, we're gonna be right up in there. If we don't, we're gonna be kind of on the bottom side, and which will really upset me. But I definitely think we're a top three or four team on any given Saturday. But if we don't wrestle well tomorrow, it's gonna be bad. Concordia's got some, this second year program, so they got some transfers in there, really good. They got a really good 97 pounder, really good heavyweight. Pretty solid 84-pounder, and then they got, the sophomores like Rosvet from Adam Central and Starkey from St. Paul, and, they're going to surprise some teams. And, with eight teams, anything below the top four I'll be very disappointed with. I don't want to finish the bottom half of the conference tournament, but, anything could happen tomorrow. As far as the individual weight classes, there's going to be some good matchups. There's a lot of guys that haven't had a chance to wrestle each other yet this year, so it's going to be good to see. 25-33 is going to be a barn burner. Drew Smith at 41, really good kid, ranked high in the nation, but he's one of those kids that I've seen. He's a beatable kid, so hopefully our guys can come out and wrestle. But I think 65 is going to be the strongest from top to bottom. There's a couple kids that have bounced into that weight, and like Jamie has cut down into that weight, so. Anytime you have two national or returning All-Americans in one weight, it's obviously going to be a solid weight. But, that's a weight that everybody will bring some kids. They'll probably be the biggest bracket in the tournament, too, as well.
Well, Sean, we hope you have a great day tomorrow. We'll catch up with you again soon. Wrestling begins at 9 a.m., and we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Anytime, fellas.
Take care. Head wrestling coach of the Hastings College Broncos, Sean Kelly, again. The GPAC tournament gets underway tomorrow.
Doug, if we go to the Dem Popper inbox, it says if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, Doug has to wrestle Daddy in singlets, headgear, and wrestling shoes. A full 6-minute match. P.S., Daddy, don't pin him too fast. Make it last the whole 6 minutes. First of all, that would not last the whole 6 minutes because I would die after the first 33 seconds.
You want to make a prediction on that?
No.
Okay.
I want no part of this. I just...
The singlet wouldn't fit?
Is that the prediction?
We'd have to work on that. King Kong Bundy. We'll have to contact that estate, see if we can. I think I'd do okay there as long as you didn't fall on me.
Yeah.
But then it'd be over.
Yeah.
Then it would be bad.
Boom would go the dynamite.
That would be a bad thing. That would be bad. Hey, folks, don't forget Sunday, the Kearney American Legion Baseball fundraiser with the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament going on at the Eagles Club. They begin at 2, the registration's at 1, so that means you need to be registered and sitting at your seat before 2. So I believe I'm the only one that's exempt to that rule. So everybody else, make sure you're there before 2 o'clock and get registered and get signed up. Guaranteed prize money, $20 buy-in. Rebuys for the first 2 hours if you would so desire, if you would happen to get knocked out like the Eagle did last year, rebought a couple of times or was it the Hawk? Was it the Hawk?
I think it was the Hawk.
The Hawk. The Hawk got knocked out a couple of times last year, but kept battling. It's a fun time. It's at the Kearney Eagles, and bring your friends. Tell everybody about it. It's open to everyone. Texas Hold'em, real light environment, but there are some sharks out there that guaranteed prize money is there for you. Kearney American Legion Baseball, it goes to all of their programs, all the money they raise, and had somewhere around 100 last year. Love to have more than that this year. And it starts at 2 o'clock, registration at 1, Sunday at the Kearney Eagles. And then just to throw on top of that, after that, you might want to check out what's going on over at the Kearney American Legion because they have the Vietnam traveling wall coming into town over the 4th of July week, and they have to pay for that somehow. And so they're going to start with a benefit supper Sunday night, social hour at 5, prime rib supper at 6. There's a live auction. It's $25 per person on Sunday. So you can help out a lot of causes on Sunday with not a lot going on in the area. We'll take a break and talk Super Bowl. Scott Shanley joins us right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. Expect warm high temperatures in the low 50s. For tonight, we drop to a low of 20 under clear conditions, and we'll see more sunshine on Saturday, but with a cooler high near 36. Right now, 41.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm bloody cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo. Yeah, I'm feeling good tonight, finally doing me.
Hey, Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where there's a lot of things going on this weekend, but you've always got to make time to grill out. This is a great day. Snow's going to be melted off that grill, probably off the deck or the patio, wherever you keep it. And you don't have to throw it out in the grill. It's just as good if you do it inside. But Troutman's is the place to get all of your steaks, ground beef, bacon.
More bacon, more peppered bacon, all the bacon
snack
that
sticks.
There.
Ooh,
right
ooh.
Out of the right out of that smokehouse.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going there after the show. All right, go ahead.
Perfect. Jalapeno brats.
Wonder if
State
Kerry
Fair
has
brats.
Smoked cheese in. I like that. I got to slide in there.
Even if they don't have the smoked cheese, got a great selection of cheese.
Maybe he's got some ham.
Sure they do.
What do you do to the ham? If it's a big ham, you don't want a big ham. You just only want half the ham.
Whack.
What if you want a quarter of the ham?
They whack whack. But they got all the steaks. They're aged a minimum of 30 days of peak flavor and tenderness. Troutman's quality meat. Please, please get there and check out the Green Mountain Grill. All the pellets take care of you, plus all the great things you need for your marinades, for your butt rub, all you could ever need. What are you looking for? A little chicken, a little pork. They got that, too. We don't go crazy with chicken and pork.
How about that beans?
Baked beans are the best. But everything fresh out of the smokehouse is really the best. Try it today. Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got wines coming in from all over, including Max Creek Vineyard. The new wines right out of Lexington. Superior States wines now available. Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend.
I just don't like when you bathe with those beans.
No. I quit doing that.
It's kind of crazy. Super Bowl, just a little over a week away, and we can call him forever world champion, Daddy.
Yeah, Scott Shanley joins us. Does that ever get old hearing that, Scott?
No, it honestly doesn't get old. I just wish I could get the title 2-time world champion.
God, Scott, I didn't think the jet lag would be that bad this year. What the hell happened?
Man, I don't know. I think, you know, it was a combination of a lot of things. I think we were playing a team who, you know, a month earlier we beat pretty bad in our place, and then we go up to their place, and, you know, they're a completely different team at home. And I think the worst thing that probably happened for us was all week long we listened to, you know, not how we were going to beat this team, by how much we were going to beat this team, and we got up on them early, and I think it's just human nature. I think we kind of lost our focus a little bit.
Did you think that your team was on the same roll as you were a year ago, though, when you entered the playoffs? Did you think you were that hot?
Actually, you know, it could be argued that we were on more of a roll because a year ago we went 13-0 and we lost our three games going into the playoffs. But I think the biggest difference is, man, when you have a first round bye and you know every game's going to come through your place as a number one seed, the odds are greatly improved in your favor. I mean, you win that first playoff game at home, and now you're hosting the NFC Championship game, and I think there's a lot to be said for that. And you know, we would have had to go play every game on the road, and I just think, I don't know. I think mentally it's a little more taxing when you have to go that route. And we found out this year how big of an advantage it is to have a number one seed.
Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I can guess what your opinion will be on this, but you guys fell victim to the weird rule that if you win the division, you get to host. And we all know they were 7-9, and I guess they proved it on the field. A lot of people believe this would have been a totally different story had you guys hosted, and it seems like the majority of people believe you should have hosted. What's your thoughts on the playoff system the way it is right now as far as who hosts and records and who qualifies?
Well, in all honesty, you know, it'd be easy for me to say that the better team should host the games, especially after what happened to us. And, you know, I felt that way before we got beat by Seattle. I think you can't control how good divisions are year in and year out. And I think you really have to look at a team's body of work over the entire season, because no matter what division you're in, you're still playing the same divisions as your division rival. So, you know, I think it needs to be seeded by record. Doesn't matter if you win your division or not. And, you know, I'll take it a step further. I've always thought divisions are kind of a thing of the past. I would like to see us, you know, each team have one rival. You play that team twice a year. Then you just go play every team throughout the league. And, you know, I think these divisions, when you look at Seattle and St. Louis, they were in a bad division this year, and they benefit from that. So I'd like to see them get rid of it completely and just take the top six teams.
Scott Shanley joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, as you think back to when you guys arrived at the Super Bowl and all that went on that week with the Super Bowl, do these teams, whether they've had players that have been there before or not, the people that haven't been there, do they have any idea what they're in for when they get there?
No, I think the one thing about it is, you know, last year was the first time for a lot of us guys on this team going. And we had our coaches, you know, they would talk to people and try to relay to us what to expect. We had a couple guys who had been to the Super Bowl before that tried to tell us what to expect. But, man, until you get there and experience it, you can't be told what to expect, because it's a completely different world. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. But I'll tell you one thing, once you experience it, you don't ever want to not experience it. So it's tough this year watching two other teams play there.
Scott Shanley of the world champion New Orleans Saints joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's your feeling? We would save this till the end, but I got a couple more questions about when you're actually going to be playing football next year. So what's your feeling on the Super Bowl with Pittsburgh and Green Bay?
You know, we played Pittsburgh this year. We beat them at home in the middle of the season. And, you know, I watched what Green Bay did going into Atlanta. Atlanta was the number one seed. Matt Ryan's 20-2 at home in that dome. That's a tough place to play, and I just think Green Bay is playing with a lot of confidence and on a roll. So I think Green Bay inside on turf, I would call the score 24-21 Green Bay.
Oh, look. And these players don't know what the spreads and the over-under is. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Scott, what's your fondest memory when you think back to that Super Bowl?
I think when that confetti fell on us and running out there and hugging all your teammates and coaches and just kind of realizing that the dreams come true that you've thought about your whole life from the time you were in the backyard playing as a kid, throwing the ball around, reenacting, playing like you were in the Super Bowl. And, from that step with celebrating with your teammates to having my kids and my wife come down on the field and watching them play in the confetti, I have big frame pictures of that, and that's something that they'll get to cherish for the rest of their life, and something I'll certainly cherish that for the rest of my life.
Scott Shanley with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, a lot of guys, no matter what the championship is at any level, say it's going to take a while for this to sink in. How long did it take for it to sink in?
It was such a whirlwind thing. I mean, when you win the world championship and you have parades, you have appearances everywhere. And to be quite honest with you, until we lost to Seattle and we were out of it watching other teams play, I don't think I really appreciated it or let it sink in as much as I should have. I was on such a roll of, okay, now we got to get back there, we got to repeat. And now that we don't have that chance to do it again, I find myself relishing in it and cherishing it a lot more than even I did in this past year.
I'll be honest, if I was a linebacker on a world championship team and I got that ring, I got to think I would spend a lot of time just walking around my house with my shirt off and that ring on. Do you do that?
Actually, I haven't put the ring on for a while. The ring's in a safe place. I think this past year, the team and the coaches kind of decided, hey, let's hold off on the rings. Let's not live in the past. Let's go after another ring. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to get that thing out and wear it around. I think, I don't know if I'll go shirtless. I got to wait until I get a little off-season workout program before I do that.
Scott Shanley with us for another couple minutes here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Scott, I guess your thoughts, how long is that off-season program going to be? Everybody seems to be really concerned about this. How involved, I guess, everybody's got a player rep. How involved are you in that, or do you just kind of wait and see what's going to happen with the collective bargaining and when football will be played next year? And I guess your confidence level that maybe it'll start on time.
Well, I think, first of all, I think we are involved as players. Each team has union reps, but when there's 1,900 players, it's kind of hard to all get together and give one voice. So we kind of go through. Drew Brees is our representative, and he kind of brings up the issues that are going on, and we give our feedback, and he kind of takes that to the panel. But a year ago, I would have said there's no way things are going to get locked out. But as that deadline approaches, it gets more and more real. I think when you're dealing with 32 owners who really have to come to an agreement on their own before they can come to an agreement with us as far as their revenue sharing, it makes things difficult. And, I'm just hoping that things get pounded out. The last time there was a CBA agreement in 06, things kind of went down to the last hour, and, 10 minutes before midnight, they struck a deal. So I'm kind of hopeful that happens, because the game's going too strong. The fans have made this the number one professional sport in America, and I just hope it doesn't get ruined and leave a sour taste in everybody's mouths, I guess.
Scott, your personal thoughts on going to an 18-game schedule?
Well, I'll tell you what, 18 games, by the time you get to that 12th game in an NFL season, your body's feeling it, and mentally you have to overcome a lot of those bumps and bruises. So I tell you what, 18 games would be tough. Now, if you can promise us that you're going to get rid of two preseason games, and regulate training camp a little bit, because training camp is kind of like a season in itself. When you look at NFL season, you have a month of training camp, and by the time you get to the first regular season game, you've already put in about 40 or 50 practices. So I think they're going to have to regulate training camp a little bit more as far as how much you do and get rid of some preseason games, and I think it could be done.
What's your body feel like? When you woke up this morning, are you still sore and hurting?
No, I feel pretty good now. It's been a few weeks, two or three weeks. I feel pretty good. Maybe some of those tight muscles and stuff that I had towards the end of the year. But joints and everything, I feel pretty good. And, it's tough, because during the year, you get absolutely really no time for your body to recover. So anything you get, you're dealing with it week in and week out, and usually you're peddling new things on top of that injury. So, you know, you don't get a big break during the season, so it's just tough to get away from those bumps and bruises.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Scott Shanley. Scott Shanley on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we let you go, Scott, again, we're going to hear all these clowns from Mike and Mike to the Cowherd Show to Jim Rome, and they're all going to be on Press Row this week, and a variety of players are going to be peddling their wares there. And then you hear almost more than 50-50 that guys that aren't in the Super Bowl don't watch it. What are you going to do Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, I couldn't ever miss out on Super Bowl. I mean, I couldn't imagine having Super Bowl on and not tuning in. So I'll definitely watch. You know, whoever wins. I'll be happy for either one. But I'm kind of pulling for Green Bay just a little bit since Pittsburgh's experienced it. And I'd like to see Green Bay, some of those guys who've never been there, get to experience what it was like for us last year.
And what's on the front page of the St. Edward newspaper this week?
I don't know. Maybe they got a picture of me with a question mark over it, wondering where I am, why I'm not playing in the Super Bowl this year.
Scott, is there any relationship with you, Brandon? You Husker guys talk at all?
With who?
Like Brandon Jackson playing for the Packers?
You know, Brandon's a few years younger than me.
Right.
Never played with him at Nebraska, but I follow him. You know, whenever he makes good plays, I let people know that he's a former Husker. So I follow all those younger guys quite a bit. But, you know, the great thing about the social media with Twitter and Facebook and all that, I keep in touch with a lot of former Nebraska guys that I never played with. But there's still a big bond, and we stay tight.
Scott Shanley, world champion New Orleans Saints, and they will be the current world champions for another 8 days. And we appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, hopefully we can catch up with you again soon. Enjoy the off season.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
From St. Edward, from Nebraska, played for our Cowboys for a while and has a ring with the New Orleans Saints. Always great to catch up with Scott Shanley. That's good stuff. You think
St. freaking Edward. I mean, that's like, you know, it's like Karen Dogan or Bertrand going on to win the Broderick.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
I don't want to compare what will happen. But I could just, when I read that Adam Kuchera from Litchfield is going to walk on, preferred walk on with the Huskers, I could hear the snickers. Well, that's what Scott Shanley did, people. So that's just kind of put that in perspective, because you never know what these kids are going to be able to do until they're given that chance. Danny Woodhead.
Lance Thorell, until you see him dominate every Saturday.
Or Danny Woodcock, either one.
Woodhead, Woodcock, yeah.
What's it like when you walk around and you see somebody else wearing a Scott Shanley jersey?
Pretty cool, I bet.
You could pull that off, too, when you get that haircut and shave your head.
I don't know. I'm too big for Shanley. I've done the autographs in Vegas of Pete Metzler's.
When Daddy gets hungry though to take care of that big frame, he works out on the crane game and then dominates the lunch buffet at Godfather's. It's every single day, 11 to 2, just $6.50 includes the salad bar. I can't even get it out. $6.50. Are you serious?
Well, you can't enjoy that. You need to take something back to the office. 308-23. Let me get a pen.
Oh, it's an easy number to remember.
308-234-9444.
A lot of fours.
Archway Plaza, located right next to Eileen's Cookies, right there in the corner. Great food specials for you day and night. Godfather's Pizza, including Family Night Fridays. Buy any jumbo pie and 2 liter. Get breadsticks and monkey bread. Competent, free, just like the crane game. It's comping those animals as you pluck them out of there. Godfather's Pizza, 222 West 42nd Street, Archway Plaza. Come down and join the family. Godfather's Pizza.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team. UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight. And Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's another weekend at home for the Loper basketball teams. Tonight, UNK will host Colorado Christian. Saturday, Colorado Mines. The women tip at 6, the men at 8, both nights. Come out and enjoy Loper basketball tonight against Colorado Christian, Saturday against Colorado Mines at 6 and 8.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today with high pressure sitting overhead. It's bet warm, high temperatures in the low 50s. For tonight, we drop to a low of 20 under clear conditions, and we'll see more sunshine on Saturday, but with a cooler high near 36. Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A couple interesting stories came over as basketball this week. Lopers are at home the next two nights. Hastings College is home Sunday because the wrestling is tomorrow. And then the Huskers are home tomorrow. A&M, Texas Tech, men at 1, women at 7:05 here in both on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. A couple of stories from the Associated Press. Next season's move to the Big Ten will open fresh recruiting areas for Nebraska. What won't change is the struggle to bring in players from close to home. Coach Doc Sadler has not had a freshman scholarship player out of Nebraska since he took the job. And we've talked about this on the show before, that it's just amazing that in this entire state you can't find one D1 basketball player that stays at home. The only native he's made a significant contribution, it says, is Drake Baronic after he came from UNK. And Sadler says Minneapolis and Chicago will be among the new target areas for recruiting in coming years. I mean, if you couldn't get them now, what makes you think you're going to? I hope so. According to stats, there are 23 Nebraskans currently on Division I rosters. Seven of those. Now, they're at BCS-level schools. Now, Colorado State's not at a BCS, and you've got Ike Meyer there, and you've got Jesse Carr there, so there's two. So that means there's 16 of those kids that are at other schools, which are not listed right here on this story. Only seven kids from Nebraska are at BCS schools on scholarship. Only three of those are on scholarship, excuse me.
Matt
seven
Hill.
Are there. Three are on scholarship. Matt Hill at Texas, never plays.
He played the other night.
But Drake at Nebraska. And then the freshman, who I believe is redshirted, Elliot Alayson of Shadron, is at Minnesota. Those are the only three. Then this story just came down. The Big Ten seems a little top-heavy to coaches on some of the struggling teams. Indiana, Michigan, and Iowa are the three worst teams in one of the nation's best leagues. So, Nebraska, get ready. You need to beat Indiana, Michigan, and Iowa next year. Michigan just beat Michigan State. Can you believe that?
No.
Michigan State's having some problems. Having some problems in Izzo land. Can he get it corrected to make another run of the tournament?
Well, you got to think he would. He just kicked somebody off the team. A bad apple, got rid of him. Well, the first time he's got rid of a bad apple, but
Spring game tickets go on sale Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock, $10 each. They're reserved now. Big deal. It's never, ever going to sell out. Nebraska football season ticket holders, small increase for 2011, $2 more per ticket, $56 per ticket for the 7 home games. But now it's kind of worth it. Now it's kind of worth it, isn't it, Tony? There's a lot more quality home games. And a lot of the baseball preseason top 25 polls are out. Nebraska's not on any of them. They begin practice tomorrow.
UCLA,
we will be efforting Coach Anderson. USA Today ranks UCLA number one. Baseball America has Florida. Collegiate baseball has TCU. But in all three polls, they're 1, 2, and 3. Just flip-flop the order. TCU, UCLA, and Florida are the top three teams. The top teams, according to the polls from the Big 12, are Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M. Oklahoma is the highest ranked in all of them. Texas is right behind them in all of them, and then A&M kind of fluctuates. Baylor is ranked in the Baseball America top 25 poll. I'm looking here to see, let's go to Baseball America, the first Big Ten team that's ranked. Let's see how long that takes me to find one.
Keep going.
None in the top 25.
Anybody receive votes?
That's not listed here either.
I've got USA Today. We'll see if any of them receive votes.
No, I just don't think there's any of them in the top 25 when it comes to a Big Ten baseball. So there you go. It's not pretty. You still looking? Big Ten baseball not good. No Michigan, no Northwestern.
Pittsburgh, Big East teams, that's the closest thing. Minnesota got one vote. One lone vote, Minnesota. 32-30 a year ago.
Stellar. Folks, have a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, if you're watching Storm hockey tomorrow night, if you're watching UNK, Hastings College, or Husker basketball, or if you go out and check out what's going to be some great semifinals and championship conference tournament basketball action this week. Kearney High's home taking on Columbus. Wrestling going on this weekend. It's all starting to wind down a little bit here into that second half of the season. So whatever you're doing, enjoy it. And we want to thank Sean Kelly, the head wrestling coach at Hastings College. They host the GPAC tournament tomorrow. And world champion New Orleans Saint Scott Shanley for joining us on the program today. Monday, our Super Bowl week. We're staying right here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kim Clijsters, I believe, and I'm going to take Djokovic.
So Clijsters and Djokovic.
Djokovic.
Clijsters in straight sets?
No.
Going to go three.
Going to go three.
Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!